a different story I want to tell of Lungpa Cha, and I tell it because most of the people who are sitting in, certainly in the front row here, have at some time or another been an abbot, or an abbess of some monastery or other. And when Lungpa Cha came to Massachusetts in 1979 for that visit, one of the things we did was to take him to Spencer Abbey, which is one of the three biggest Trappist monasteries in the country. There's Merton's, Gethsemane, a couple of others. And so when we went to the monastery, the abbot, who is a very beautiful man, Father Thomas Keating, was there to greet us along with most of the monks. There were like 60 or 70 monks who lived in silent celibate, very kind of austere in a certain way lifestyle. And Ajahn Chah went up to Thomas Keating, to the abbot, and he kind of patted him on the back, and he said, I'm so sorry, I feel so sorry for you. And I was translating, I think, and Thomas Keating was kind of looking bewildered, like, why is he so sorry? Why is he so sorry for me? And then Ajahn Chah looked around at all the monks, and he said, you know, being an abbot is such a difficult role. He said, it's so hard to be the abbot. Everybody wants things, and there's always these conflicts, and you know where they all end up? They end up on the abbot. He said, you should really treasure this man. You should value this man. It's so hard to be an abbot. And Thomas Keating's smile got bigger and bigger and bigger as he stood there. He said, you have no idea how hard is to be an abbot. Keating is fine, and you have to really take care of this man, and so forth. It was a really wonderful introduction to the monastery.